Georgian President Salome Zurabichvili pleaded with Western powers on Monday, December 2nd, to back what she called a national movement in support of the country becoming a member of the European Union. The protests come after a tense parliamentary election. Zurabichvili's plea came shortly before protesters and police reignited clashes on Monday that have raged for 5 days straight since Georgia's lawmakers decided to suspend talks to join the European Union last week. And questions over October's parliamentary elections results remain. The EU has expressed concerns over giving Georgia membership status, citing the country's recent adoption of pro-Russian authoritarian laws, such as restrictions on so-called foreign agents. The body also passed a resolution criticizing the results of the Georgian elections and called for new elections to be held. Zurabichvili told Reuters that Western allies need to send a very clear message that they view the election results as illegitimate. The Georgian president accused the ruling Georgian Dream Party of using Russian tactics to suppress freedom of speech and of rigging the elections in October. Zurabichvili's time as president is set to end in January. However, she has vowed to stay in office until a legitimate parliament can choose a new president. Meanwhile, Russia denies interfering in Georgia, and Georgia's ruling party contends that the results of the elections were legitimate. However, thousands of Georgians apparently do not see it the same way as they once again assembled outside parliament on Monday night with police firing water cannons and protesters throwing fireworks. Dozens of people have reportedly been injured during the civil unrest and hundreds of protesters have been arrested. The U.S. State Department has condemned what it says is excessive force on behalf of Georgian authorities against activists, and European diplomats have reportedly stepped down in protest over the allegedly violent crackdown by police and the Georgian government.